Had a crazy little mishap yesterday, as for some reason we had an older Did You Know show play back when me and Trevor Grady were doing it, but we're going to go ahead. We got a proper one done today, and we do have Lawrence here with you. So, Lawrence, what do you have for the Did You Know show today?
Did you know the most common password is 123456?
They went all the way to 6, at least. I mean, mm-hmm. I guess that's progress.
This is, at least according to Reader's Digest, but there any sequence of numbers is pretty common. Anything that's a row and a keyboard. I guess what I'm saying is, if you're out there and you have that password, probably should change
it. Probably should change it. Everybody's just going to start clicking things in a line.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually you'll get it right. 123456. That's... I personally never would have done that just because it seems obvious, but I guess maybe people won't think to go all the way to 6. I don't know.
Yeah, 1234 is pretty common as well. 123123. You know, a random sequence of numbers possibly could be good. I wouldn't use pi. I mean, technically yeah. It's random, but people know pi. But yeah, you know, most people wouldn't just do a sequence of numbers, but sadly, it seems like there is a lot of people out there who would.
It's common. Well, all right. That's interesting. So if you're out there, like you said, go ahead and if you have that, change it, because you have a very common password. And your stuff's probably going to get hacked like Facebook does all the time.
In fact, I think 20 minutes ago, I just got a text from Instagram asking me to reset my password.
There you go. And that's probably a good password. That's not a 123456 password.
Oh, yeah. I pride myself on my good passwords.
There you go. So change all those passwords out there. Make sure you're protecting your stuff. All right. I got something here for you. I actually surely didn't know this, but did you know that the Mall of America is owned by Canadians?
I did not know that. That's interesting.
Like, what? It's the Mall of America. But fun fact about the people who own it is they actually, before the Mall of America was built, which is the biggest mall in North America, they actually had the largest mall in North America prior to the building of the Mall of America, which was located in Canada. And if I can pull up the right information right here, I can actually tell you exactly when it was built. It was built in 1980.
Wow.
In 1980, they had the biggest mall, which was actually in Canada. And then they finally built the one in Minnesota, the Mall of America, in 1992, and it has 330 stores in it. It's estimated to have 10,000 employees, one of the biggest malls in America. Well, then they ended up adding on to it, and now it is 5.6 million square feet with 520 stores and 60 restaurants.
That's insane. That is a building that employs more people than the city of Chillicothe.
Yes, exactly.
The number of residents, and has more restaurants than, you know, any town in the surrounding counties.
Yeah, exactly.
That's wild.
Just in the mall. And that's not even where it ends. Wow. So if you're not a big shopper or eater or anything like that, they also, that specific mall, the Mall of America, has a 13-screen movie theater in it as well. A theme park and a mini golf course.
That's bigger than the movie theater here.
Oh, I can't miss this. And the largest aquarium in the state of Minnesota. All in a mall.
Wow. And it's just one building, right?
One building. It's a mall. One giant mall has all of this in it that was built in 1992, and it's not owned by us. It's
owned by Canadians.
So there you go. Welcome into the Did You Know Show. You learn things new every time right here on KCHI. Thank you for tuning in to the Did You Know Show. We'll see you next Monday, 2:45.